The Islamic State group is well known for being technology savvy, and now it's launched a mobile app for children. There are pictures of tanks, guns and rockets, all apparently designed to help lure a new generation of fighters. Peter Lloyd reports.
It took about 2 minutes to find and download. When you launch Haruf, an Arabic word for alphabet, the app looks harmless enough. But in the sinister world of Islamic State, Haruf uses cannons, rifles, rockets and bullets beside letters. It's the group's first crack at indoctrination for toddlers via an app. Haruf appeared 2 days ago. Though some download sites have blocked it, The World Today found it inside messages on a well-known platform. Identifying and blocking these sorts of accounts takes time, and for every blocked account, another can just as easily be set up. And today there are telling figures out. Telegram, one of the big instant messaging platforms claiming 100 million users, published this tweet.
This week we blocked 78 ISIS-related channels across 12 languages.
Last month the total number of accounts blocked by Telegram was 900. Anthony Cuthbertson is a technology reporter for Newsweek. He spends time on apps in groups that ISIS and its supporters have founded.
It's just another tool in their armory. And apps like Telegram and Wicca and Kik, they all offer methods of both communicating securely amongst members, but also sharing propaganda and instructional videos, and also just as a tool for recruitment. And you would see them on Twitter, you see the Cyber Caliphate there, but they were being shut down a lot. They've now moved to Telegram, and from there they're moving to other. It's like a Hydra. You shut down one and they pop up.
For all its savagery, Islamic State seems to follow a strategic marketing plan for online warfare. Brendan Kona from Wired magazine says its origins can be traced to a report written a decade ago.
If you go back to a document called The Management of Savagery, it's an e-book by a jihadist cleric who wrote under the pseudonym Abu Bakar Naji that came out in 2004. He really made a point of saying that the West has been so successful in its efforts to subjugate the Muslim world because of its mastery of media, and that jihadists had to study Western media practices and techniques if they wanted to triumph in this clash of civilizations. And so if you look at Islamic State media now, particularly their videos, very few of them are actually these brutal executions and atrocities. Many of them are portraying everyday life in the Islamic State as kind of this blissful, wonderful experience. And they've really borrowed that from Western media. And not only that, but they also narrowcast. They tailor all their videos to specific audiences around the world, both through language and also the customs and aesthetics of these videos. So you may have one video targeted towards Bosnian recruits that's in Bosnian and takes into account Bosnian customary practices, and another targeted towards, say, Filipino communities or communities in the Caribbean. They're very savvy about narrowcasting and tailoring their content to specific audiences around the globe.
And now it's children, or as Islamic State refers to them, cubs. And what Haruf teaches is an early step in a cold-blooded campaign to indoctrinate the young. In IS classrooms in Syria and Iraq, children are taught to spy on their parents. And in playgrounds used for weapons and combat training, children of the revolution are sometimes tested with exercises that end with them killing a regime prisoner.
Peter Lloyd.